Members of Congress want to know, is the FBI ready to fight the war on terror? Senior FBI officials say the organization has been completely reorganized since September 11th, but internally, those same officials have been upbraiding staff for moving too slowly. That's left some FBI watchers wondering, which is the real FBI? NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Robert Mueller took over as FBI director just days before September 11th, 2001, so he has not faced blame for the intelligence failures before the attacks. In fact, he's undertaken a post-attack makeover of the agency, making terrorism the top priority. When he appeared before Congress in October, Mueller said that process is already well underway.
Starting immediately after the planes hit, when over half of our 11,500 agents suddenly found themselves working terrorism matters, it became clear that our mission and our priorities had to change dramatically. Today, the FBI has twice the number of agents permanently assigned to counterterrorism as were assigned prior to September 11th.
But at the same time, Mueller and his deputies have sent stern memos to staff asking why field offices haven't gotten the message that fighting terror is job number one. According to the New York Times, one official wrote that he was amazed and astounded by the failure of some field offices to devote more resources. To FBI critics like Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, that's a sign something isn't right.
And if he's sending out memos saying we got to change, how can you say that dramatic change is being made if he seems to recognize himself that there's got to be more change made?
By some accounts, little has changed. Investigators at a nonpartisan research group called the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, or TRAC, say there's only been a tiny increase in prosecution of terror cases since 9/11. TRAC's David Burnham says his analysis also shows the FBI continues to pursue non-terror cases that local police could handle.
For many years, more than half of the FBI referrals for prosecution involved drugs, bank robberies, and fraud against banks with credit card. Our data show through the 6 months after 9/11, there was no change in that.
Burnham says the Department of Justice has made it harder to figure out just what's going on by refusing to release the most recent information in a form that he can use to make comparisons. The department says releasing that data could threaten ongoing investigations. Besides, they say, this is not the way to measure the success of the FBI's contribution to the war on terror, and FBI scholars like Ronald Kessler, author of The Bureau, agree.
People who try to measure the efficacy of the FBI by looking at statistics are just way off base, because one white-collar fraud case, for example, may take 4 or 5 years to do. It may require hundreds of agents, thousands of subpoenas.
And the fruits of the FBI's labors in the war on terror could be even harder to measure. Successful terror investigations may produce good information, but no arrests. Professor Ethan Theo Harris of Marquette University has written extensively on the FBI. He says no matter what Congress says, the Bureau cannot simply drop everything else.
People will say, we want to be protected from the Enrons. At the same time, they're saying we want to be protected from terrorist activities. You're not giving them a choice that we're going to go after terrorists and we're going to set aside Enron.
FBI critics in Congress have added to that load by turning a growing number of street crimes into federal offenses. The agency's defenders say if Congress wants to make the FBI more effective, more money would help. Right now, the agency has to fight the war on terror, on white-collar crime, on everything else, with just 12,000 agents. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.